Sadness is feeling the emptiness and pointlessness of something, of life, but of not being able to identify the reason why. Sadness is expectation not fulfilled. It is a goal not realized. Sadness is the thought of never seeing someone again. Sadness is effort come to naught. It is thinking that good actions don't really matter. Sadness is being in an airport and seeing all the different people going all of their different ways. It is thinking that these are people you have never seen before and probably will never see again. It is perceiving the emptiness of their lives, the cyclical nature of their pointless pursuits. It is recognizing how fleeting, how ephemeral, how short-lived are all of the trips and all of the plane rides and all of the travels. Sadness is wondering, when does the fulfillment come? Is this it? Or must I always be planning or working or preparing for something better? Sadness is being at a family gathering and seeing how fast the years go by. It is realizing that those past memories, such as certain joys of youth, will never be regained or experienced again. It is discovering that years gone by seem like a different lifetime. People say that depression increases around the time of Christmas and family reunions. That's because it is only on these days that certain people who are close to you are all brought together into one place. When that happens, it brings with it a poignant realization that it is simply year after year of doing the exact same thing, the same fleeting laughs, and never coming to a culmination and a fulfillment. Sadness is realizing that the world is never happy or satisfied, but is only continuously distracted by looking to what's ahead, or by reflecting on what has passed. Immediately when something is finished, the focus must turn to the next time. The world can never rest in a finished and content state of anything. If someone wins a championship, he must win another. If someone wins a gold medal, he must win another one. If someone makes a lot of money, he must make more. If someone wins an election, he must begin campaigning and positioning himself for the next. If someone achieves success or excellence, he must sustain it. He cannot rest satisfied. It is said of Alexander the Great, who during his time conquered what he knew to be the world, that, quote, "When Alexander saw the breadth of his domain, he wept, for there were no more worlds to conquer." Sadness is definitely the thought that someone would forever be lost at sea, forever and ever. Most men are plagued by sadness in one way or another, but they temporarily distract it each day. They do so by continuously playing music, so that they never have a moment to think or reflect on what's important and what will endure. They perceive this sadness, but they usually cannot identify what it is, its cause, or even that it is sadness. For them, it might just be a pointless emptiness that they perceive in some of the things that they do. They push it aside by going from here to there at all times, by busying themselves and always gabbing with a friend or always having an appointment, to avoid even a moment of quiet reflection on their life and its real purpose. Despite their best efforts to ignore it, they are plagued by sadness. They are plagued by an acute but subtle sense of emptiness. This is because man was created for God. Since man was created for God, he or she can only be satisfied in Him. Riches, earthly delights, sensual pleasures can and will never bring man to true happiness. Some of the richest people still play the lottery. Those who indulge in debauchery and sensual pleasures always want more. Real clinical depression, as opposed to a sober and serious reflection on sad events, is, without any doubt, a result of sloth. In other words, true depression results from spiritual laziness. Depression is, without any doubt, a burdened conscience. A depressed person is someone who knows that he should be doing more to serve and please God. He knows that he should be doing more spiritually, but he is afraid to put out the effort. The truth is that it's not that hard if one makes a beginning. And when one does, one can completely dissipate sadness by the true faith and the joy, meaning, and real purpose of life.